Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, Buckets. We all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
Mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Time to do our Mount Rushmore of favorite moments. From the show over the last year.
Yep. Wants to go first.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
My favorite moment of the show was when Coach Meyer named it.
That was before the show existed.
Listen, I know this is our anniversary, but I can still pick a Coach Meyer.
We talked about this earlier today, and we like agreed you couldn't do it.
My favorite moment was when Matt wasn't on the show.
Fine. Okay, I'll do it.
Melissa's going to pick all moments of when I wasn't here.
You can pick that.
It's
fine. It's the naming
of
the show.
My first favorite moment.
Wait, hold on. You can pick that. It's fine. It's just funny. No, it's definitely valid. I mean, it's a basketball show. Coach Meyer naming it. It was funny because we talked about this today because we hung out in the afternoon. And it was like, well, I guess we can't pick. I was like, I guess we can't pick that. What's in her head must have been saying, well, watch this.
No, I picked it.
My favorite moment is oh man, what do I want to go with here? I'm gonna go with our draft. That was one of my favorite ones.
I knew that was gonna go off the board early. The draft,
like the entire draft.
Well, the draft is a great show.
I was gonna pick a moment from the draft.
Nope, can't now. Sorry.
Pick the entire draft.
Nope, you can't. I picked the entire draft. You are.
I was gonna pick when you got really pissed because I took Jordan Miller.
I didn't get pissed. My team's still better.
Were mad. You were like, no, like you were pissed. Anyway, go Vish.
I am going to pick PJ Hall Knight. Feuding with his mom on Twitter. We had the NorChad waving bye gif going. Melissa joined from her work because we were all so pumped up. It was the only time we felt good about the basketball team this year. we beat Clemson at home and then immediately did a post game. And yeah, the PJ Hall mom stuff was born that night. That was a great show. Like in a fact, we know what happened from there. But that was still in a moment of time. That was great.
My second one is when Duran Scott picked Chick-fil-A and you both simultaneously put your heads down
the synchronized head.
Yeah, that's my second one.
My second moment is an off-camera one behind the scenes. When Melissa tried to pronounce Vish's last name. That was honestly hilarious.
That's
go ahead, Vish.
One. That's a good one. Vish is happy with that.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's on the show apparatus, at least. Close enough.
It was post-show.
It was still the show infrastructure was in place.
We were still in the studio. We were just not on air.
Yeah. No, that works. I will say, okay, this is going to be a little oddball, but I wasn't in a good place at the time, but the Julian Gamble interview, because I think, that whole show, like, allowing you guys to, because, I'm always here because I run the back office stuff, so it was cool to have you guys have a show for yourself.
Mine is Vish vomiting. Vish liked Melissa and Matt show.
I think it was cool that you guys kind of had a show by yourselves. It wasn't the best moment for me, but no, it was good because that never happens essentially because I run the stream. So basically, if I'm not there, there can't be a show. But that was cool. I liked that.
My third.
Oh, I just had one and I completely forgot what it was. Damn it.
No one prepared for this show. We're so excited Coach Culp was on. We didn't prepare for the rest of the show. Like, she left. That's like, crap.
I'm so pissed because I can't remember what it is now.
My third favorite moment was the video of Coach Meyer wishing me a happy birthday.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one, yeah.
Oh, I remembered what it is. Okay, my third one, it's not a single moment, but it's the Keith Stone banter.
That was pre May 24th also,
Yes, and it's carried all the way through. And Matt just likes making fun of me because that's two of three now. Choices are just clouding on me. All right, this is another kind of an oddball one. I don't even know if you guys will remember this, but when we played FIU, that was a Monday night. We usually don't play on Monday nights. I do the football show on Monday nights. This is during football season, too.
Vish reacting
no, you two wouldn't wait. Well, yeah, I was reacting the stream, but that's a totally different show. I'm talking about this show.
Oh, we started the show without you.
Well, it was like the show was going to be at 9:30 because that's when football ends. The game ended, and like, no, we have to go now. You're both like yelling. I was like, fine. So I'm running two streams at once. This only like the first 10 minutes of our show or whatever, this show, but I'm watching you two, and you were jokingly, of course, talking shit about me. Didn't know I could hear the whole fucking time because I was listening in both.
I mean, we do it in front of you too.
I know you do it to my face. Well, I mean, that's not on air now too, not just in front of me. But I was like, that was funny because I was doing both shows at once. That's memorable for me. That's when I knew like this is a good show because we can make fun of each other.
My fourth one. What do I want to say for last? I can't do anything from the draft.
Sorry.
My fourth one is anytime I mentioned Kenny Kaji.
So, like, you just took like 95% of all shows.
No, but,
but I took one show.
No. You picked a whole segment, which was like a 2-hour segment of a show.
But she talks about Kenny Kaji like every show for 10
minutes.
But
that doesn't mean the show is off limits. That moment is off limits. You picked a moment that was 2 hours long.
That's true. Okay. I'm gonna pick the episode where we started doing Mount Rushmores because I love doing the Mount Rushmores.
Do you even remember what our first one was?
I just randomly because you were like, "Oh, do we have anything else tonight or whatever?"
He made it up on the spot.
I was like, "All right, what would your Mount Rushmore be?" What was the first one?
I don't even know.
I gotta go look and then explain that to trash.
Was it fast food items?
Was it?
I think so. I think you just asked because
I saw it on Reddit or something, and I was like, oh, what's your Mount Rushmore fast food items?
Yeah.
We expanded to Trashmores. By the way, we do that at my work now. We have like a Slack thread going where people are bored to like Mount Rushmore of this, and they use Mount Trashmore. I keep explaining to that them. For those that are new to the show, I work and live in DC, so no one's from Miami but me there, and I'm like, you understand Mount Trashmore is like the Broward County dump, right? Like, why are you guys calling it Mount Trashmore? But it lives on. It's infamous. Oh, God.
I have an honorable mention also.
We can definitely do. Yeah, I know. South Florida is everywhere. Let's see. What do we want to do for the last one? There's so many things to choose from. But then, like, the last 3 months of the season were pretty terrible. I have, okay, I'm going to cheat a little bit here and pick two that are related. And you can tell me if this is cheating or not. So I have had the privilege of doing shows in person with each of you, which is cool. It's a different experience, but so Matt and I did our, well, bad circumstances, but post ACC tournament show together. And then Melissa and I
was broken a couple physically of, and mentally
and mentally and watching a game amongst the Montanas. But and then Melissa and I at All Canes, that those are really cool. That's like just a different experience, but it's really cool to do it in person. So I if that's not cheating, I'm going to slash not, those moments.
I allow it.
I have two honorable mentions. Two honorable mentions. My first honorable mention is when Jasmine Roberts hopped into the live chat.
No, that was bizarre.
The second honorable mention is when Matt's friend Brendo talked about the guy from Oakland and pick Oakland to win and go
awesome.
And he basically called it, which is absolutely insane. So those are my two honorable mentions.
Yeah, he called the upset. I literally put money on that game just because of him, and it was nice.
It was great. And he even said, watch out for Jack Golke. He even said it too. He's like, watch out. And then crazy.
And guess what? That's my coach, man. I'm his assistant.
I mean, honorable mention for me is DJ Irving picking Popeyes because someone at least did it. Still the only one.
I'm sorry if it's too small. It's just that so many people have picked Chick-fil-A that I've had to make the writing smaller to fill it all.
It wouldn't be an anniversary show if I didn't ban Melissa from it. So it's coming now. All right. Any other honorable mentions anyone wants to throw out?
The kendama and the beach ball.
Oh, the kendama. It's like Matt just pulling it out on one show and then doing it and landing it. He landed it the first time.
That would be such a good gif. I have to go back to
We do have our gifs. Just generally our gifs are like great. No, but
also Matt, honorable mention to the first time the three of us did a show 1 year ago today.
Yeah, no, that's definitely on the list.
An honorable mention to when Vish picked me up from the airport and we had never met before in person. And then he picked up Matt, who he also had never met before in person, and the three of us hung out and Buckets was formed.
Was that that was the first time I'd seen Matt too. We'd just been talking that whole time. Okay.
We've been talking that time, yeah.
No, I mean Matt and I had actually done shows together.
Yeah, we had done a few.
Melissa had not, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Honorable mention those shows that we did. No, I'm just kidding.
Before the show got ruined.
Damn.
Look, I'm the only one that's not allowed to make fun of people. You guys just all damn time.
Honorable
before
mention
the dictator took power.
When we had Coach Meyer on the show the second time, and Matt asked the question, he's like, "Oh, I wasn't here for the first time because I was getting married," and Coach Meyer was like, "Okay, you're excused." that's a good one.
Great, yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anything
honestly
else?
We didn't even mention the Jahlil Bethea interview. He was so funny.
That whole show was good though, having Leah Harmon on too.
Yeah, well, we mentioned Leah earlier, I guess, but yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
that was the same show.
Yeah, it was the same show.
Jeez. They both picked Chick-fil-A.
Everyone picked Chick-fil-A, so you don't have to
Jahlil,
point it out.
Jahlil grilled us for picking Popeyes.
He was pissed. He's like, who would pick Popeyes? Well,
and then when you brought up like him wearing Hardens, he's like, I ain't wearing those shoes.
But didn't he wear them somewhere? Wasn't he wearing them recently?
He did wear them.
Well, I commented. He never responded. I was like, I thought you said you were never going to wear them. And it was the McDonald's All-American
also
game.
One more honorable mention to the night that we all wore the beach hoodies.
That's a very comfortable hoodie.
It is. I'm actually.
I should have worn it today. Oh my god!
I'm wearing a hoodie that Vish. I'm wearing a DC hoodie underneath this that Vish got me.
That she looked at and wanted to buy and they didn't have extra small, so that I had that. I've been holding on to that for a while.
Yeah, that was like your birthday, in December. The last day I was there, I was like, I want to get a T-shirt for my mom because I always get her something.
Then we went and then we went through Union.
So we were at a few like souvenir stores, and I saw this hoodie, and I'm like, oh, this is super nice, but they were massive.
Yeah, they didn't have extra small.
So today, because Vish got it for me for my birthday, so I wore it today with the basketball shorts that Matt got me.
I'll tell you what, that was a sacrifice, wearing that hoodie in this weather. Oof.
And then I just threw my, But we were inside the whole time, so it was fine.
We were. Bought half of all canes. Good times.
All
right, are we ready to, add
Daniel to the wheel?
He's on the list.
So how many people do we have on the wheel?
Hold on.
This is your. We'll give it.
Wait. Can we make sure there's no Montreal Burners on the list?
There aren't. Pretty much know.
If you're watching this show right now and you haven't commented in the live chat, do so right now. And you'll be entered to win a Hoodie Girl hoodie of your choice. There's four of them. They're on the intro about the fans.com. These are your last few seconds to enter before we spin the wheel and somebody will.
As much time as it takes me to pull the wheel.
So whoever wins, you need to DM the Buckets account and your information, what hoodie you want, what size, and where we're sending it to. But we'll see who it is. Hopefully whoever wins is still watching. So here's the list. How many people we got on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people. Not bad.
We can go bigger with this now. All right.
Spin it.
You ready?
Let's see.
You guys can't hear the sound effects, can you?
No.
It's doing sound effects.
Oh, is it going to be Doom? Oh!
It is Doom.
Doom.
Yeah, there
Doom
it is.
Wins.
Yay.
Let's go. Doom, if you're still in the chat, man, you got to DM. You can DM myself. You can DM the Buckets account. You've won a free Hoodie Girl hoodie.
Yeah, just tell us the hoodie you want and the size. And
you got to tell us the hoodie you want, the size, and where we're sending it to, Doom. He follows us on Twitter, so I don't know if he's still watching. It would be great if he was. We'll give it a few seconds. But MF Doom, the thumbnail genius, has won the Hoodie Girl hoodie giveaway. That's actually really funny.
I mean, either way, I mean, a lot of these are our regulars, so it was
gonna be Gary's upset. It's rigged. Gary, rigged. When we meet up for Chick-fil-A, I will buy you Chick-fil-A. I got you, Gary.
Rigged.
But MF Doom, you're the winner. Are you still there? I don't think he's still there. I'm gonna have to clip it and tag him.
There you go.
All right. I guess there's only one thing left to do then.
What?
I think you know what it is.
Oh, there he is. Doom's excited. There you go. Doom nice. Is Doom. You won the hoodie.
DM the account with the size you want, your address. That you
Which hoodie you want to. Of the four? Yeah, there's four Hoodie Girl hoodies on aboutthefans.com. DM the size, which one, and the address we're sending it to you. You've won the hoodie giveaway. Congratulations, MF Doom. What's his thumbnail? Quickly pull it up.
I think it's the same one.
It's the same one. Yeah, it's the same one. Matt coaching the team.
Okay, good stuff. All right. Everyone, thanks for watching our 1-year anniversary show. Shout out to Coach Cullop for coming on the show. If you haven't been to a women's game, you need to head out to them this coming season. They're going to be really good. The ACC is the best in basketball. We won't talk about football in basketball. And let's move on to our final segment.
Before we move on, because we usually have final thoughts and get out immediately. Again, shout out to Alexa Noel in the women's national championship game tomorrow at noon.
Good luck.
And then the baseball team. I don't know where they found this, but they won two games in a row, so they're in the semifinals for tomorrow, the 5 p.m. Go against Canes. Duke. So big day for Canes Athletics tomorrow. And with that, we shall move on to
So, final thoughts today. I just want to say how much I appreciate both of you. This show has been a blessing. I love doing the show with you guys every week. You're not just my co-host now. You're two of my close friends. I appreciate both of you. And let's keep rolling.
Back at you, Matt.
Yeah, likewise.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.